Hey everybody, what's up? This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Yeah, Miles Flemmy title.
I am a little phlegmy tonight, yeah. As I usually am. So well, if I clear my throat, then you're going to deal with it. So.
No, yeah, we're going to deal with it. I don't know what you're not dealing with. Have a lot of phlegm in your throat, but.
I don't know. I'm not sure what's causing it.
Do you smoke?
Well, it could be.
Okay. Like a smoker's thing going on, or what? You sound like you got smoker's
too much,
lung.
Too much 420, man. No, too much 420.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're too cheap. You can't even make it to 420.
That's true.
You're not even a 210.
No. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Smoker's lung. Yeah. Hey, man. Welcome to the armpit.
It's from being, I was in Decatur, Illinois once at Bob's house, and I smelled in this horrible gas, which turned out to be soybean gas.
Right, soybean gas, exactly.
And it's ruined my lungs pretty much.
It won the war, the soybean gas made in Decatur, thank you.
Like, Bob's french fries ruined my intestines.
Yeah, no, I think that your intestines were on a downhill slide way before.
With all the broken glass. All the broken glass that was in his recycled paper bag. French fry making bag.
Yeah, fries in a bag. Can't beat it.
Yeah, I had blood in my stool for like a month after that.
Yeah,
geez.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you had blood in your stool a month before that as well, but that was...
Well, I did say I wasn't the kicker. Yeah.
Did you go to jail there? Because that could cause that as well.
I went to In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out. The Frontier? Yeah. I went to the Frontier.
I was in Dumarox.
Oh, Dumarox. Oh, my goodness. So, I just got back from a short vacation.
Yes.
Of sorts. I didn't come see you this time, though, thank goodness.
But I thought that would be all the vacation you needed, but
apparently not.
I feel like I had...
Apparently there was more coming.
...time at Miles' house than where we went.
That's funny. So my son's here. He's going to help out with the stories, and he chimed in and said that he had a better time coming to see you than he did going on this vacation.
Aww.
I don't think that that's... In
it's
your favor.
And the suckle-meter.
I think it just shows
less,
how bad a time he had compared to how bad a time he had at your place.
Now, come on. You must have had fun on vacation. Come on.
No.
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 No. I mean, it was all right. I mean, there was some fun points, but there was a lot of...
We went on a hood safari.
Weirdness, yeah. I don't even know what that means.
well, what does it not mean? We went on an adventure in the hood.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, my... The Super 8 is not looking so bad... compared to our destination when we first got to, we went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
To, kind of take in the culture and the history.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, neither one of those were available while we were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not, too much.
Yeah.
But well, the first place we landed was some deal that my wife got from Airbnb.
Oh, jeez.
And we got there, and it was kind of a house, like a little house. And it was okay. I mean, it wasn't, the inside of the house wasn't terrible, but I'm like, honey.
I think they filmed porn here.
Yeah, well, it could have been. No, I was thinking, I'm like, you know, when you get these things, if the main businesses beside them are a cell phone place, a dollar store, and a beauty salon.
Oh, boy.
Probably not the place to stay.
Uh-huh.
Not that any one of those things in and of themselves is bad.
Yeah.
But when that's the major employer of the area.
Yeah.
That's probably not so good, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, in and of themselves separately, fine. But when the whole economy revolves around that and, you know, drug dealing, I think it's probably not the place to stay for the night.
It's time to take the control out of the wife's hands, I think.
So we put the kibosh on that one, and we went to a different one, which was a little bit better. Yeah, it wasn't like dramatically better, but at least it
had the black woman security guard / neighborhood watch combo.
That's true. There was a lady who was very nosy and did keep us abreast of things, even though she was angry that I did not come and run and answer the door right away. And I'm like, I thought you were putting stuff in the mailbox. I didn't realize. Yeah. I'm not from around here, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was the first big, I don't know what you call it, red flag or anything.
Yeah.
But I think they should rename New Orleans to Panhandler's Haven.
Oh, no.
Because about every two blocks, we got panhandled, which you know I love. Immensely.
You hate.
Yeah.
You hate panhandlers.
I was, it was not the best for me. Because obviously I look like the guy who has the wallet in this scenario. You know what I
mean? I
don't
know why people assume like you're rich and have money. You know,
I don't know either. I wasn't
Jewish
dressed
physique.
Well. Yeah. I don't know why either. It's not, it's definitely
I mean,
not.
You don't appear. You know, I mean, so you don't like act like you're rich or dress like you're super rich.
No.
You're very down to earth guy. So I really don't see why people be like, oh yeah, him.
Yeah.
Him.
But it just well, maybe there wasn't any rich people, and we just happened to be there. So what the hey, right?
Yeah.
So a couple of the good ones. One guy. Apparently it was related to you, because he holds up these king-size beads and he says, do you like my balls?
There's a dollar for
you
being funny.
You
want to
touch my balls?
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah, I want to touch them.
Oh, do you think he was related to the other guy, the guy that said, hey, look, fellas, my cock's below my knees.
Yes, there was a guy who had a rubber chicken hanging around his waist and he says, look, guys, my cock's below my knees. Yeah.
Oh God!
That was
wow!
Another good
really?
One. Yeah.
In front of your whole family?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, did you have like the whole brood with
yes,
you?
Yes, I had everybody. Yeah.
Oh boy, that's a little weird.
Well, the cock guy was not. My wife and my daughter were elsewhere at the moment. We, my son and I, and my daughter's boyfriend had walked over to see something else, and he walked by and mentioned that, but. The ball guy was, yeah, it was everybody, yeah.
Wasn't that Slave Heritage Park full of kids smoking weed?
Yeah, there was a lot of kids smoking weed in the park. And which is interesting as well.
So like a young Bob Levitt.
Yeah, well, probably not. Well, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But probably, well, there's a piece de resistance of panhandlers. Was probably this guy who looked like he just came out of a business meeting. He looked like you, basically, going to work.
Oh, sweet.
In a business-type attire, not a suit jacket or anything. It's like 95 degrees or something. But he was in a long-sleeve dress shirt and dress pants. And and we were actually in a tour of the French Quarter.
We're sitting outside of, like...
A convenience store. Hey, the tour guide, we walked around a little bit. The tour guide's like, you should probably get something to drink. it's really hot. We'll make a stop here. This guy comes walking up. He looks, I mean, he looked really nice, and he didn't look like he was going to ask us for money. And then he walks up to everybody, and he's like, "You got 50 cents?" And we're like, "No." He's like, "You don't got 50 cents?" And then he turns, and I swear to God, somebody has beat the shit out of the other side of this guy's face. It's all beat up. So it was almost like, you know how they have the guy who's a drag on one side and a guy on the other side? Yeah. It was like that, except one side was business guy, and the other side was business guy who got the shit beat out of him.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of wandered through the pack of people. And then our tour guide was Strother Martin. "Oh, what we got here? What are you doing here, Michael?" And he kept talking to the guy, saying different names, didn't
he? Yeah, he's like, "Oh, you're looking good today, Richard. Is that a new suit, Mike?"
He kept calling him different names, and the guy kept walking through, trying to get 50 cents off of people. And he had this very kind of southern, you know, kind of fey southern kind of thing going on, you know.
Was it David Blaine trying to do magic tricks?
No. No, this guy was really old. He was probably like 70, and he had this long white hair and a hat. And he was dressed very nicely. Our tour guide.
And I'll turn it into a quarter.
And he was talking, he was like, "Oh, here we are in the French Quarter. Oh my, the heat is so hot." And so we're walking around seeing
some of our clothes.
Yeah, we're seeing all the sights. And I mean, he was interesting, but he was like over the top with that kind of. And then, you know, much to my chagrin, he talked about his wife. And I'm like, "Is this guy really have a wife? Is he just putting me on or what, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
He did not sound at all like a man who had, "Oh, honey," you know. Right. I could not see the wife involved in this whole situation here. So, and then I sent you a picture in the graveyard of Nicolas Cage's future resting place.
It was some pyramid-looking grave?
A pyramid-looking grave inside the above-ground New Orleans cemetery. And we saw some other things there and everything. But it was really quite an interesting tour. And Strother Martin was communicating with us. And
didn't you say you saw a parade or something? You guys?
Well, we did see a parade another time when there wasn't so many. The panhandlers were all distracted by the polygamy parade.
The polygamy parade.
Yes.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
Oh, sorry, this cat just jumped on my hand and just drew blood.
Do you need to go take care of that?
No, I'll just fuck it.
So, yeah, no, it was a polygamy parade, and there was
dicks and guys in Speedos.
Right, guys in Speedos and women with strap-ons on.
Oh, what?
Yes.
I feel like Miles had a stroke.
Yeah, Miles would have. No, he wouldn't have had a stroke. He would have joined in the parade. And these women with, like, you know, really low cut dresses on, and they had a pseudo float of swings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. And they had a band. They had a band out front playing. You know, just like it was a grand day, and a police escort. Honestly, there was a police escort.
New Orleans' finest.
That's right. They did. They did. But I think the panhandler that aggravated me the most was the guy who stopped me as I'm walking, or got in front of me and tried to stop me. And he's like, "Hey, I bet you I can tell you where he got those shoes."
Was that the guy with the gold tooth?
Yes, the guy with the gold tooth. And he just about touched me as well, which was a big no-no.
Oh, God.
He touched your no-no zone.
He put his hand out like to stop me from walking by my chest, and I was almost touching me, and I'm like, uh-oh. Here we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can tell you where you got those shoes. And I just waved them off. But you know what the answer is, right?
Is this going to be some racist joke?
No, it's just a stupid joke. On your feet. And then he asked for money, and I'm like, nope. And I dodged him. But yeah, there was like a couple guys doing that. It was weird. It was really weird. Weird scene.
I was
outside Café du Monde.
I was outside of Café du Monde with my sister and her boyfriend up by this like river viewing thing by the Confederate Square.
Yeah.
And then the shoe shiner stopped my sister's boyfriend. He's like, "Oh, I have a special talent. I can tell you where you got those shoes from any city, any state. But the problem is, they on your feet right now. Hi, my name's Bill. I'm a shoe shiner." And then my sister's boyfriend was like, "Oh, that's cool. Can you tell me?" He's like, "No, first you gotta buy the shoe shine."
Right, he was trying to shoe shine the sneakers.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like,
"Mr. Lamont, would you give this man $50?
Yeah, $50? Sure.
Sure, Jesse.
Yeah, whatever, buddy. Yeah, so that was, I mean, there was a lot. I mean, I thought that all the tarot card, you know, palm reader folks were all very quaint. It was just kind of the in-your-face panhandlers that really kind of got me going. So,
yeah,
I wasn't too thrilled about that. So that was our French Quarter experience for the most part.
About the guy speaking in tongues in the voodoo store.
Oh, yeah, there's a guy. We went into the voodoo store, and this guy was chanting or something. It was a little freaky. He was, I don't know what he was saying, but we left. And, but then, so that was kind of the French Quarter thing. But they do have something that you might like down there, which is they have a brand new World War II museum.
Go on.
It's not even finished yet, but we went to that. It's huge.
We saw some Lament family portraits in the Nazi leaders section, and then we saw some relics from the Tidal family who was forced from their home.
Yeah, could be.
Yes.
No,
yes.
They had all of the major Allied and Axis powers represented. And not even all the major ones, actually some of the second tier people as well.
Yeah.
But, so we're going through this and it's really quite, I mean, it really is a fantastic, museum. And, so we're going through this part. It says, it's kind of like, let's take you back to the 1940s when it all was happening. And here's what the home was like. And my son's going to take it from here because we had a weird encounter. We're going through the home of the 40s, and we go through the kitchen, and we get to the living room, and there's you want to take it from me?
Set you up. No, I can set it up. It was a quaint living room, and I was taking a look around. There's like a big stand-up radio set.
Yeah, big
and
radio.
Then there was this couch, and I put my hand on it. Because I was just moving along. It was kind of packed with full of people in wheelchairs. And
There was a lot of veterans there.
A lot of veterans. Then I peek over this couch. And then there's a woman on the couch. She had to be like 80 years old. And then I looked up and then there's this black kid who's a bit younger than me. He's like, "Oh no, she ain't dead, y'all. She just exhausted. Pass it on." And then I just look at this kid. I had nothing to say to him. How do I react to that?
She looked like she was part of the exhibit when you walked up to this couch because the couch was facing away from you and you could walk around it.
Yeah.
And literally there was this old woman asleep on the couch with her shoes off.
Oh.
Kind of curled up on the couch and this guy's like, "She's not dead. She's not dead. She's just exhausted."
He looks completely unrelated to her.
He was just being a nice guy. He checked on her. He talked to her. He says, "No, I'm just exhausted." And he's like, "Hey, tell everybody." And I'm like, "Pass it on. What the hell are you talking about?"
I'm gonna turn to Walter White with a briefcase behind us.
Yeah, we had some weird guy with a briefcase. This weird guy walking through the thing with a briefcase and a shaved head that seemed to be at every corner that I turned.
I know, it was weird.
For a while there, I'm like, this guy's
the only
weird
thing I can say is he looks like Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad, but 20 years younger.
Yeah, he was like a young Walter White.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is weird. Yeah.
It was weird. But it wasn't any more weird than the lady laying on the couch. I was just like, this couch was not there to be sat on, you know?
Yeah.
It was part of the exhibits.
Or slept on, apparently.
Or slept on, yeah. Apparently, yeah. I didn't have enough benches. And maybe the battery in her Rascal ran out or something. I don't know.
She was just exhausted,
Just exhausted. But the weird thing is, as you walk into that, you're like seeing it, like, what the hell? At first I thought it was part of the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're on the home front. You're worrying yourself to death. I don't know what's going on. So we went through the rest. The rest of it was fairly uneventful for the World War II Museum. It was really quite interesting, but no major things at that point. But
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was very good, though. I will tell you, if you get a chance to go down there, I would say.
Go there and then drive out.
Yeah, go there. Yeah. If you gotta go to the French Quarter, which is amazing. I mean, just walk briskly, and you know, just don't stop to talk to anybody or anything.
Yeah.
Best to go in small groups of two or three, I think. But keep your wallet in your front pocket. All those kind of things. So. It was a little bit worse for the wear, I think. I did not see this, but apparently we drove in one night and parked in the French Quarter to go have dinner, and apparently my children saw someone getting arrested.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, like taken down, getting arrested, you know what I mean?
It was the strangest thing. So the area we were in, we pulled in, and this was the first time in the French Quarter.
Right.
We just got to town and figured out our housing. Then I see this guy, this policeman, and I don't even know. I think the funniest part about it is this guy looked like Paul Simon. He was tiny, and he was arresting this guy who was like 6'4".
And Julio down by the school,
And he has this guy's arm pinned way up his back, and the guy's struggling underneath the intense strength of Paul Simon.
Man walks down the street, says, "Well, I got my arm up my back."
And then he starts radioing for backup. It was just the strangest thing.
Okay, I gotta get some help over here on Decatur Avenue. Thank you.
Art Garfunkel shows up.
Yeah, Art Garfunkel. Hey, Paul, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Yeah, so I did not see that. I was driving the car and trying not to run into things because it's very narrow and and the traffic patterns are very unfamiliar to me, so. But we parked and had some dinner and so forth, which
quotes.
Yeah, which wasn't. I don't know why we went to some place that was supposed to be really good, but apparently it wasn't. I ate alligator, so that.
Gross.
You ever have alligator?
Gross. No.
It tastes like a chicken that ran around the swamp, but.
No.
So that was. Not gonna happen. That was the big trip to the Big Easy, and you know, I didn't get to see Nicolas Cage, but I did see where he'll be for eternity. So
yeah.
Think you'll outlive him.
Got that going on. Well, we actually are very similar. He's a little bit older than I am, I think. So you know, Riley. Anyway,
Riley.
We're gonna touch on the greatest place on earth and the. Hot Island.
Well, if you want, I don't know that anything super funny happened there.
Well, it was just, you talk
Other
about...
Other than your face is sunburned, that was funny.
No, you talk about Mrs. Lament having one drink and then causing the entire restaurant to look at us.
So, we, another day, we went over to Biloxi, Mississippi.
And we went
on an excursion out to an island in the Gulf.
It was like Deliverance Island.
Ship Island.
Ship Island, that's correct, yes, sir.
That's got the old Civil War fort there.
It does, yeah.
Well, I've been there.
That one jellyfish
story. Oh, yeah, so, it was beautiful. I will tell you that it was extremely gorgeous out on Ship Island. The fort was interesting, but the beach it was it was a very easy slope that went way out, so you could walk way out into the ocean without ever going under, you know, fully underwater.
Right.
And yep. Apparently it was jellyfish season, and my uh-oh. Kids went out and saw a jellyfish. My son will tell you what this jellyfish looked like.
So jellyfish are interesting.
I didn't see this,
because
by the way.
They're very interesting aquatic animals, because you can mistake them for trash floating in the water. Because my sister shouts, "I think that's a jellyfish." Then I take a look underwater, and it just looks like someone left a used condom in the water, and it's billowing out, moving around. And it was very interesting, but that's not the most interesting story I have about jellyfish. So we were about...
It was a used condom, that's the bar, yeah.
So we got quite a bit out, and there was a cast of Deliverance and water. We got the old redneck dad in like a pool floaty holding a beer. And then this and this daughter that looked like the Peppa Pig children's show. And then this wife that was an absolute... I don't know. It's like the mass that you can't measure. So anyway, this daughter pokes her head up from water, and she says, "I think I seen a jellyfish." And then the dad, in absolute concern for his beer, he whips around and he shouts, "Whirr!
Whirr!" There was a lot of beer on Ship Island. I was actually quite... it was really quite interesting how much people drink.
Oh, yeah.
When they go out to an island... Because these people were serious. They had big coolers full of alcoholic beverages. And it was hot. I mean, it was like 95 fucking degrees on this island. White sand, no shade.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are pounding back beers. I'm like, somebody's going to die out here. I swear to God. I don't know how anybody made it back. Because the boat is docks on the fort side of the island. And right. You have to walk to the other side of the island.
Is that like half a mile, I'd say?
Yeah, probably about half a mile to get to the beach.
Right.
And then you have to do that backwards after you've been in the sun all day. I don't know how people made it, to be honest with you, you know?
Beer.
Yeah, and I know there was a lot of peeing in the ocean. I can already tell you that right now. Everybody peed in the ocean that day.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were drinking so much. Bathrooms were not close. You had to walk across the hot sand to get to the bathroom. So the chances of people actually urinating in the bathroom were probably slim to none, is my guess.
Yeah.
It was all peeing in the ocean. But it was beautiful. Yeah. The water was clear. You could see the sea floor. You could see little fish darting around. You could see condoms in the water or whatever. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. And then after that, we went to... Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville for dinner, because it was right there by where we got on the boat. And my wife proceeded to have one drink and get totally loopy, which I thought was fun as well, and make a scene, because I forget what was even said to make her start howling.
I don't even know.
I don't know either.
That's not the funny part, because there are these people on stilts. And we saw, it's just a shitty gimmick.
It was balloon animal night.
And it was not very interesting. But
it was. These guys, they were on stilts making balloon animals. But the weird thing was, the guy had these big long pants. And the woman was on stilts with a skirt.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't come over. We didn't get any balloon animals. But...
I don't think Miles is interested in balloon animals.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you, their story was right there. Stop
So it was and they walked all around making balloon animals for kids and so forth.
Yeah.
But I forget what set my wife off. She had this one large alcoholic beverage. And,
it was some gay name. It was like...
Bahama Mama.
Yeah, Bahama Mama.
Yeah. And then she proceeded to just, I don't know, laugh and laugh, so...
And it was just...
She had a good time. She had a good time.
Debatable, because after we get up, we were going to go to the arcade to play some AC/DC pinball.
Which I got a free game at. Thank you very much.
Kiss pinball. There we go. Kiss pinball. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "Oh, I gotta sit down.
Yeah, she had to go sit down. I don't know what was going on.
I was amazed by the bathrooms at Margaritaville.
Yeah, the bathrooms were quite nice in Margaritaville. Yeah. I'd never been And it was quite a spectacular place to go into, I guess. So
it's the best place I've ever been.
That was, yeah. He says it's the best place he went to on the whole vacation. So,
but when you go from, you know,
a shotgun shack to Margaritaville, there's a big difference there.
You may find yourself in Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a hyena for a wife.